With the November election just about a week away, county boards of election in Ohio have now been required to put up posters about voting, which have Secretary of State John Husted's name on them. Joining me to talk about why this has been controversial is WVXU politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So give us some background. Why have these posters caused such a flap?
Well, there are two posters. One of them is a 2x3 foot thing. It's pretty big. And it talks about, you know, making sure that you have the right address on your voter ID. And it has Husted's name prominently displayed on it. The other one is a smaller poster, about 11 by 17 inches, which just encourages voting. It has a drawing by a fifth grader who won a statewide contest that Husted put on. It also features Husted's name on it. And the flap, the Democrats in Hamilton County particularly, and some other places around the state, objected to putting this up in polling places because Husted is not only the chief elections officer, he is a candidate for re-election. Law says you're not supposed to have electioneering inside a polling place or within 100 feet of a polling place. And they claim that this is a subtle form of electioneering by putting his name up on the walls in polling places.
So how has Husted defended his action? He's required them to put the signs up.
Yes. And what he says is, look, I am the chief elections officer. I'm doing this for informational purposes. I put my name on it because it gives it the authority of the office of Secretary of State. It tells people that this is reliable, accurate information. And he says, look, it's no big deal. It's something that we do and other Secretary of States have done in the past.
So does it matter?
I don't know that it matters a great deal. I think, you know, most people probably go into the polls and they don't pay a whole lot of attention to what posters are on the wall. They go into the table, they get their ballot, they vote, they scan it through the machine, and then they leave. Nonetheless, the Democrats believe that this is a form of electioneering on the part of Husted.
But Husted's race is not necessarily considered close.
Yeah, the only independent polling out there shows him, you know, with a pretty comfortable lead. Right now, as of the campaign finance reports last week, he's got $2.2 million left to spend. The Democratic candidate, State Senator Nina Turner from Cleveland, has only about $70,000 to spend. It would appear that Husted is well positioned for re-election, although you never know. You never know what's going to happen.
But what about the rest of a Democratic ticket?
Well, I think the rest of the Democratic ticket is pretty much in the same boat. They have less money. They're behind in the polling. A lot of Democrats in Ohio fear that Ed Fitzgerald, the candidate for governor, has been such a weak candidate that he might drag down the rest of the ticket and that it might end up being another Republican sweep. Maybe one or two Democrats might sneak through on a statewide ballot. But as it looks right now, it looks like probably a pretty good Republican year.
Well, let's cross the river into Kentucky. The race between Mitch McConnell and Allison Lundgren Grimes appears to be getting more interesting. What are you seeing?
Well, yeah, it's very interesting. I think the polls are pretty tight. The majority of them have McConnell with a lead. There's been an enormous amount of money spent in this thing. It'll probably be upwards of $100 million by the time it's all over. And obviously, it's a critical race because the Republicans this year, nationwide, are trying to win back control of the Senate. And even if they do that, it probably wouldn't look good if their minority leader, Mitch McConnell, ended up losing his seat. So there's a lot at stake here. And you've got just yesterday, the two largest newspapers in the state, Lexington Herald Leader and Louisville Courier Journal, came out and endorsed Grimes. And whether or not that gives her campaign a great boost, I don't know. I've always kind of doubted what the effect of newspaper endorsements mean in political races, but it can't hurt her.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.